to The Second Cat Show with your host, Kathleen Hall.
Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. My name is Kat Nicholson. I'm so happy to be with all of you. I see you piling on in. It is 8:01 a.m. Pacific time and 11:01 a.m. here on the East Coast of Central Florida, which I am, it's 60 right now, but everybody's making fun of me because I'm freezing and I am chilled this morning. So it's crazy. Once it gets below 60 degrees, it's freezing for us, you know. So anything around 50 is really 30 to the rest of you out there on the planet. But so I am a little chilly this morning. I'm super happy to be with all of you. And it is January the 30th already, 2024. I know that things are moving right along. I cannot tell you how many people in the last couple of days have said that January felt like 6 months, you know, or a few months, but it's definitely true, and we finally made it through, right? And I want to say good morning to my beautiful godson, who I'm so glad you woke up. It must be freezing up there your way, but I'm so happy that you're here, Tyler, and his dad, Marty, who he and I go back since I was 12 years old. That's another story for a rainy day, but we definitely go a long way. And I want to say good morning to some of you coming in the room, or hopefully all of you. But before I get going on that, I do want to mention that Greg Witham is heavily on my mind. Yesterday was his birthday, and as you all know, I used to celebrate, or I should say, this is the day that I celebrated him every single year, but we know that we celebrate for a whole entire month, and every January 29th, I start thinking about it. So I just wanted to mention it, put it out there. I know many of you know him and loved him, and we feel that energy, but we really celebrated on leap year, February 29th, but really I started January 29th. So to February 29th, I never stopped, and we joked about it a lot. And so I just wanted to shout out about that. I know time has been flying. I want to say hello to Annika. Good morning. I want to say hello to Maureen and Lois. Hello, Raven. Tara, hi. She says it's 40 there right now, and it feels balmy after minus 40 degrees a couple of weeks ago. Hello, Kelly Jordan. Nice to see you here. Quelly and Maya, and good morning. Yes, I appreciate that. Patricia, hi, and Kat from Peachy, Georgia. I love it. And just super grateful. Joni, hi. I spent a portion of my day yesterday with a big attempt to be a supportive wife to my race car, drag car husband, who I adore, you all know, but I had to really, I realized, you know, so many of you in relationships, and I know we're coming up to Valentine's Day in a couple of weeks, and I know for, you know, we all have this embedded in us that it's like the time of love and romance and all this other stuff, and to be in a partnership, sometimes we have to do things that we don't want to do, and you know, for me to go out into some chilly air, and everybody's laughing because they say it was in the 60s, but it was 63 tops, and it was 48 when I was out there in this wind and this cold, and I realized I had to really put myself in check and saying, you know, this is a once a year event, and I really should show up, and I did, but it wasn't great, and I felt like, oh my gosh, I was, as a Virgo rising, I'm looking at all this smoke and I'm saying, oh, am I going to get cancer from these fumes? Is everybody going to get sick? Do I need to give everybody a mask? And I start going on and on in this real paranoid state of my own affairs, you know? And I'm thinking to myself, all of these people, the energy around people for an empath, there are just certain places that are so difficult. But I just want to say, no matter where you guys go or what you do, recognizing your sensitivity is so very important. And at the same time, we do have to show ourselves in places or you know, kind of show up in places we may not want to go from time to time. But it was quite an ordeal. And so at the end of the day, he was so happy. It was so worth it. And at the same time, I'm super glad I have a whole year to recover, because I feel like I need a year to recover. Even though I really wasn't out there, I mean, a few hours, yes, on and off from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. But at the same time, I realized how sensitive that we become, especially the psychic energy that occurs within us and the stirrings within us, that we feel so much more in our environment. And so I got, you know, I'm down with the noise today. It's very calm and peaceful. Never more grateful to be here with you and in my own little cozy abode, just really kind of definitely not leaving the house today. And so trying to balance all that energy out and that, you know, but it was good and it is what it is. And how many of us at this time of year go into a time when we have to balance out the energy of relationships or balance out the energy of our friendships and things like that, and really put some focus on that because of Valentine's Day and things, you know, we go through the stirrings of all of this. And so many of you want maybe if you don't have a relationship, I never want to neglect the fact that I feel for you in that way, and that I know it's hard to be alone, but every now and then there's another side to that story, and don't forget it. Maybe that's part of the message today. But it is quite funny to have to step out of your comfort zone, no matter who it is you love, and even for yourselves to step out of that comfort zone is quite the kick. And so hopefully going into this February and this season, this Valentine's Day shenanigans, hopefully you come in with an attitude if you are single, and sometimes if you're partnered. How many of you have learned over the years that you have these expectations on people that you know your husband or your wife or whatever it is, and you really, you know, I guess your expectations can fail in that regard too, you know? And so I think it's best to make agreements with yourself or your significant other to see what you're going to do at the time of, or what you both agree to. And so many of us have overcome that pressure by really, really going in and saying, you know, we don't need to, we can have this every single day of the year. And I think that's best in my own opinion. But for some reason, it's really not as important as we make it that day, you know? And so I just wanted to speak a little bit of that. I also want to say that I am looking forward to January being over, and I'm sure you are too. I'm going to come in and take some questions early this morning. And I know I think I have a birthday girl to catch up on, so I'll do that. You know, let me go ahead and pull. Raven McKinn is in the chat room this morning. I know C.A. Brooks is here. Good morning to both of you. Many of our 1-2 crew, I appreciate their support so, so much. And I feel like I'm missing some. Okay, I am. Patricia and Suzanne, good morning to you also. And Sybil, hello to you. And Annika, let's get to you first. Chris says the longest January, still 2 more long days. Aquarians require a full moon of birthday celebrating. I do believe that too. I definitely celebrate more with my Aquarian friends. I try to make a big fuss, you know. Somehow, I think it's important that they're fussed over in some way, but I think for everybody right now, coming through the winter, I saw a post yesterday that, we got through the six darkest weeks of the year. And now every day, we have a minute every single day, a minute more daylight. So by the end of February, we'll be having another half an hour, of course, of daylight. So, or from today. So I think that's good. So you did really make it through the longest days, right? It is 11:11 here. That's my signal to get going with you guys. Super, super excited. It's a very psychic time, but I notice without the retrogrades, it's a really, if it almost feels unusual without a retrograde. And so I know right now, I think it's been a while. CA, I don't know if you're in the room, but if you can pop in and or sometimes Terry Campbell, I don't know if you're here or if anybody knows. How long has it been since we've had no retrogrades? Because I'm not sure I can recall that. And I know it's been, I know we have these moments, but I feel like it's been a little bit. If you could chime in on that, I'd really appreciate you. Not that I don't already. I also want to talk about the major arcana for a minute. And the minor arcana in your tarot cards. What we forget, and I don't know if someone is, I know many of you are studying, and I know some of you are learning tarot all the time, and we're always trying to deepen our gifts with it and our tools, utilize our tools in different ways, and we learn different layers of the meanings and interpretations, as well as some of the timing issues. And with timing, there's one thing about the di or I think what I want to express and try to instill in you today, and this is after almost, I guess I'm 40 years. I don't want to age myself that much, but I am actually starting to show my age, and I don't want to deny it. And I also feel this way about the cards. The difference, we get so there's some balance to utilize this tool with. And there's a reminder of somebody had actually called this week and said, am I using the tarot too much? Am I depending on it too much? The messages, the and the answer is never really yes or no. It's a lot of shades around this because it's not a, ever a firm answer of yes or no. Simply because we don't want to pigeonhole ourselves, number one, with omitting what access we have to the entire universe for our messages. So part of the answer would be yes, maybe we do obsess over the messages in the cards because we forget what it is we're missing out in the world to maybe something that we need to hear or something we need to see or something we need to know or learn from even an animal communicator or something else out there. You turn the TV on, you turn your radio on. The universe is full of messages, and there are so many teachings that we can utilize as humans. But when we speak specifically about the cards, we have to remember that the major and minor arcana, or arcana, however you say, the major and minors are very, very different representations of your life, whether it be past, present, future. And what I mean by that is, and this is where our lesson in patience can come in, and we can show up in this way for ourselves, because the minor arcana are going to give you pretty much faster timing, except for the pentacles, but the wands would be the fastest, the cups would come next, and then the swords, and then the pentacles. I feel like, yes, it is in that order because we go from days, maybe hours, days, weeks, depending on what we're asking with the wands. We tend to go for immediate circumstances with the lower aces, the cups, pentacles, swords, as well as the wands. And there are layers of timing based on the numbers and based on the sizes of those numbers. But again, We also combine the suits of the tarot for timing. So when we have the minor arcana, we look at the suits and we look at the numbers. And that's how we basically start to measure timing. But when we look at the major arcana, these predictions from these cards, these 22 cards, they are so definitive and so firm in their stance. But the annoying part about it is it's going to take some time. Now, the lower the number, the faster the prediction, but the lower the number, okay, the lower the number, the more immediate it could occur. But actually, in some of the higher numbers are some of the best predictions. Some of the higher numbers are, if we look at some of the higher numbers of the major arcana, we expect the sun, the star, the world in our lives. We start kicking and screaming for these things to occur, when really it's all a part of the bigger plan and a bigger part of your destiny. And so patience is a virtue when we are playing around with these tools that we've been given, that there are so many thousands of decks in the world created now for our use. And there are so many things that we can do with our internal spirituality, our connection to our higher power, our external spirituality, and our ability to learn and grow in the tools that we're given to use. And so we don't want to get focused too hard on it, but the bottom line is these timings all make a difference. And so when you're seeing the major arcana, they may be more exact than all the other cards, the minor arcana, but they are also going to take you a little more time. And as are the pentacle energy, the pentacles of the deck, the coins, the discs, they take a little more time. And so I think that I'm just reminding you that if we pull the chariot, which by the way, I want you to all focus on right now, the chariot is so good, but it does take some months. And it is an opening for better health, which we want this year in 2024. And it's also, now we have no retrogrades, it's also a moment in time where things can open up and flow. And what happens is, how many of us, or how many of you, when things get easier in your lives, and now that we have no retrogrades for the next couple of months, I believe till April 1st, how many of us forget that we don't really have to always kick and scream for getting what we want, or we don't have to work so hard for it, and maybe we could miss the mark if we work too hard for it. And sometimes in these moments, like the chariot, we just kind of let it flow. And I do believe that's the message of the moment. I think for February, we're just going to let it flow. We can share this chariot for the week amongst all of us, but also as you go along through life and you read your own cards, or you're reading for professional reasons or personal reasons, we want to remember that the major arcana do take some time, and yet they are some of our most trusted predictions. Okay, because they're firm and they're bigger energies, they're larger. So we can almost taste, touch, and feel it, but it doesn't show up right away. So it's very annoying. And so these are normal things that are showing up right now for many of you. And they're also normal fears or doubts or moments of wonkiness that we really want in our lives. And it's like, come on already. So if you kick and scream, you may be missing something that's totally meant to be, okay? All right, so let's take a look and let's share that chariot. Let's go for better health the second month of the year. Let's go for more love, maybe in our taking care of even our heart health. There's so many layers of our hearts besides our feelings and emotions that we can really think about, take care of. And let's just go with that for now, okay? Let's come into the room. Annika, you're first. Do you maybe have a message? I have googly eyes for my gym crush, but another man entered my path. Just not sure if it's anything with substance. Don't know about that. I feel door number three. We'll play a little bit of the dating game today. Okay. So I want to look at your three doors. I want to look at door number one, and there's a man sitting there, and these are my visions for you today. There's a man sitting there with his head down, and he's kind of into himself, and he cares about the way he dresses and all of this, but he really just cares about more of himself. There's a lot of vanity there, and also some recent heartache. He's just not looking up. He's really not available just yet. And so he's just going to kind of sit there, you know? So we'll put him in door number one. In door number two, there's a man who's paying attention to you, who definitely wants to connect. But I want to say that he's really only 80% of what you're looking for. In some way, shape, or form, there's something missing. It's inside of you. You don't have that gotta have this, want this energy, you know? And I just feel like door number two is good. It's in the now. So we look at the past, present, and door number two is, oh, it's good. It's a little better. But like you said, the substance comes from all of your needs, and I shouldn't, no one is ever perfect, but I say this with a bit of a hold because no one is everything. We have to be a lot for ourselves before someone can fill in some of those gaps, and so no one is really perfect. But you also have to have certain things that you're looking for. Right, to meet some of your needs or your wants. Maybe some of your wants are there, a few of your needs may not be. In any case, door number three looks spectacular. And there is a person there that is totally destined for you. And I truly, truly believe there's the color blue. There's a baby blue color energy swirling around this room. It's a very significant color, and aura that is just really honestly like a twin flame that, and I don't throw that word around as you all know, but I do believe there is someone that brightens up your room. And I want to say that it's an instant connection, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. He looks like a fire energy. He looks like a very honest person. He could be from a different culture, and I do feel this coming. I do feel like it's going to be perhaps a season and a month, 3, 1, 4 total, a total of 4 months before you really know this whole entire storyline. But he can show up as early as the Fool card, which is any day. And so it may be somebody who's there and then he has to leave for a few months and then he returns. But this energy is definitely happening between now and April. And so you are going to maybe experience door number two for a moment, but I do believe door number three is the ultimate outcome for you, okay? And I do hope that helps. And you're gonna have a wonderful year. I feel a lot of change. Don't take things too seriously this year. I feel that. Stay light with yourself. I do believe you're working on a lot of releasing of the past, or maybe some deeper understanding of others without taking things too personally this year. And finding more joy also in other things. So a little less energy. I think once we focus a little less on the men that show up, so to speak, that right person is really going to be there for you now, very soon. Okay, and I do hope that helps. Okay, happy birthday, and Suzanne, you too. Thankful for the pick me up of hearing you live. I love being here with all of you, also. And I've been getting these unbelievable reminders, I guess you could say, in the world. about how grateful I am to be here, not just here on the show, but just with my work and everything, the blessings that have come along with that over the years. And sometimes we need a little bit of a balance, or maybe some energy somewhere else, you know, to come back to it stronger. And I'm reminding myself of that this year. So, and you know, I had somebody say, "Oh, you really haven't been available every time I look," or something like that. And what I'm actually doing is taking a moment to breathe in between the calls at times now, so I could really, really have preparation time before the call. And so if you don't see my light on, it just means that I'm either still on a call or breathing a little bit and then coming back even stronger. So I'm playing with energy a little bit more this year psychically, because I want to raise my vibration to be at an ultimate psychic level with all of you. And so that's going on as well. And so, you know, when you are growing in your gifts, this is for all of you, I think, full on all the time, you know, to change it up just a teeny tiny bit brings so much joy and much more inspiration. So I love that. Okay. Suzanne, where'd you go? Happy birthday to you also. You know, you're traveling into some calm seas right now. That's my image. But also, if you had any kind of, I see health, any kind of checking into your health a little more, or things like this. You're gonna, I feel really, really good, healthy energy. And this year, it's going to be a very positive time for that part of your world, but also for general happiness more than before. I think you could feel the lighter energy. I think a lot of you, you know, for me, and I know for some of you, when we don't have any retrogrades maybe, and we've gotten so used to having them somewhere somehow, or maybe some of the aspects in your own personal chart, because you're all so unique, when you feel that breath of fresh air, it's almost like, I don't know if you do this, but it's almost like, are you looking around the corner for the next thing? Or, okay, this is feeling really good, you know, what can I expect? A hawk just flew down and almost hit the window right now. But this massive hawk out my window, coming to visit, I guess. But the thing is that we're not used to that flow, I believe. And so it gets that way. Now, for a few days in recent times and the week, Suzanne, I'm going to totally support that sense of energy being so wonky, because you would expect Aquarius energy to be lighter. There's no retrogrades. There's, you know, all of this stuff from the 27th forward. And it was a little weird. It was intense, but I blame it on some of the aspects, because we have nothing else to blame. And so I do believe for everyone, it did feel a little wonky, but it has lightened up somewhat, I could tell. Again, I'm pulling your cards. I'm definitely using a couple of different decks this morning. And the Ten of Cups is very present around your health. And so if anything was ailing, also developing your intuition more this year, I feel that. We can't even, it's like waiting for the shoe to drop, you know? There's really none of that. We don't need to deal with that right now. And so I feel some of you looking for, you know, that in this energy, because it's flowing. It's like, wait, where's the next shoe? What am I missing? You know, And so I think we all do that when things feel a little better. But you look very good. And if you were worried about something, I see positive news allowing for good change, okay? Jim, good morning. Michelle, good morning. So nice that you're here. I can't believe, Denise, you too. Let's take a look at your question, okay? Please check in to see if potential private landlord with initials TB. Okay, let's take a look at TB. Hold on now, I lost you guys in the room. I'm just trying to find you. Denise, I don't know where you are, but I'm gonna go ahead and connect another way. Okay, I have you. Okay, here we go, okay? Hardworking. Definitely in the, don't know. I definitely feel like there's a sternness about this person, TB. I really do. I don't know if you're feeling this. I see a little bit of imbalance. So, where is your, I mean, I don't want to say it's. Yeah, there's something about it that your gut is telling you. That's what I feel. And so it's your in this is what your Denise, this is what TB will be. I do believe there's reliability here. Professionalism, but there's a sternness about it. And I also feel like there's a little imbalance, almost an addictive personality thing that I'm seeing. Let me just see if you go forward. And it's not a terrible thing, it's something you may be thinking. Here's what I want to say to you. Whatever your intuition is telling you about this person is accurate. Okay? I don't think it's an unworkable situation at all. So I do hope that helps because, hold on now. But your intuition is telling you something. There, it feels very paternal, fatherly, bossy almost, Aries energy in the persona, character. But there's something you're feeling that's actually true ahead. I'm gonna go ahead and refresh. Terry Campbell, good morning. Terry is here in the chat room. Good morning to you. I see a change. Yeah. Denise, I feel pretty successful about it at the end of the day. I think it's nothing of a surprise. Okay? But there's a reason I'm saying what I'm saying. And I do hope that helps. I do see a successful conclusion ahead. If you have any no in your being, then please, heed that, but I'm not. I feel like it's something else. I feel like your intuition is accurate about it. Your sense is good. I'm okay with it. I'm a pass. Okay? And I do hope that helps. Keisha, good morning. It's so nice to see you today. Also, Quelly, February 1st is your birthday. Happy birthday, Quelly, to you also. And there's another belated birthday, Laura. Happy birthday to you. And Tiffany said, any messages on why I was protected so well when I fell off a ladder Saturday onto objects? My injuries could have been far worse. I'm so grateful that you're okay. And sometimes we get these little, this is what I feel, that they're signals. It's like a caution light instead of red or green, right? We have to go in the middle. And I do believe that was a warning for you to slow down. But I don't want to, I'm not instilling any fear. It's almost like, okay, Tiffany, if you were walking down this other road, something could have happened, you know? And so sometimes we go through these minor incidents, and not always, because I'm certainly not blowing smoke, and I don't believe this is always true. But you're asking me a direct question about being protected, and I do believe that sometimes we go through these things to protect us from going through something worse. And it's also a warning to maybe slow down a little bit in your space, or and I can go a million different ways with this, but these are the two top things in my mind that they're saying to share with you, okay? And so I feel going forward, there's so much more safety. You're safe. Everything looks really good. I'm just looking at you all the way around and make sure you're clear and you are clear. Sometimes, like I said, there is a protection. We can't always, I mean, we do as humans connect on this level, and that we always want to feel safe in our physical bodies, and thank God you weren't injured worse. You're absolutely right. I'm seeing this. So we have guardian angels out there, on our shoulders, and I think that's good. How many of you have had, even in traffic, and I have an Aries moon, so I'm speaking this, but boy, let me tell you do not want to be with me in a vehicle in any kind of traffic ever. And it's not because I yell, it's not because I get angry. I get anxious and I start tapping and fidgeting and come on, come on, come on, But then I have to realize, and you all realize, when these things occur, it's how many of you had been in traffic incidences where you're backed up for hours or whatever, and it's just unfathomable to make it through, or you're thinking this, not realizing that, if you were to move any faster, you'd be in some kind of massive collision or explosion or tornado or whatever. It's real sometimes, and it does hit close to home at times. Not all the time, but in our lifetime, we all experience this from one place or another. And so it's the things that we have to really admit to, And they're not always accurate, they're not always present, but it's the truth. And I do hope that helps. And I think that for you, you had a guardian angel on your shoulder. It looks like a male energy also. A loved one who has passed. I feel that about you. Okay. And I know you're okay, and I'm happy about that. Okay, let's take a look. Who haven't I talked to in a bit of time? Hello, everybody. Good morning to those of you coming in. I know Facebook is doing its thing. Joni said something interesting. She said she had a flying dream last night. It's been so long. For me, that's a sign. It is a great sign. I was thinking about, you know, Aquarius. This is another word in my mind. Freedom is such a bigger deal than we give it attention for. You know what I mean? Our personal freedom, our physical freedom, our emotional and mental freedom, our spiritual freedom. There is so much Aquarius energy when we mention this word. You know, it's freedom is attached to Aquarius, vice versa, and in all of us for so many reasons. But to really feel that space is so great. And I do believe that there are so many things on, and many of the layers. I've been thinking about this a lot this past week, and I'm sure it's just what's out in the air affecting me. But to really value and respect that word for so many reasons, no matter where we live, no matter how we live, no, and our past experiences limit. I probably got a little too intense about this topic, but I really have realized something. A couple of people have returned to my life to make some peace and amends and stuff like that. And you know, it's a little tricky when these things happen, especially when you really don't see it coming. You don't really know how to handle these things. But when you really look at them and make that decision, you know, yes, we can forgive. Yes, we can move on. Yes, we can, you know, do accept certain patterns or behaviors from others, because we don't have a choice. And in accepting this and knowing this as a human, it does bring a little more freedom, whether it be freedom of feeling, freedom of thought, freedom of our spiritual growth, whatever it is, to try to receive or accept some of these things. It's really difficult. But when you sit and look at it, about the word, how freedom is so tied to forgiveness, you really, really forget that it limits your freedom so much to not forgive. And there is something so true about that right now, because we take it for granted and we don't realize how much we carry because of it, or how much limitation we put on ourselves and our spirits because of it. And whether it's your body, your mind, I mean, you know, sometimes these things happen out of nowhere, and to really contemplate it. And how many of us are so stubborn? Yeah, we forgive. We don't ever have to forget, you know, we don't ever really truly forget as humans, but to forgive will bring an incredible amount of freedom to yourselves. And I hope that message carries through. Aquarians really can. They're either black and white, they're going to get over it, or they're not. That's the bottom line. There is a rigidity to it as well. So I don't want to make it all happy, happy, joy, joy, but I definitely feel like, it's good to forgive, and it is less limiting on all of you. So, and sometimes it takes a big decision and maybe become a better person because of it, but it's definitely out and about right now. So I hope that helps one of you make some decisions moving forward. Truly. All right, let's come on back to the room. Good morning to all of you coming in. I'm sure you're getting excited for CA coming up at the top of the next hour here. Let me see who I haven't talked to in a bit. I love that Tiffany says, I was having a why me moment. Being saved. Yeah, we saw how much worse it could have been. It is very, very, and I think just a reminder of gratitude is a good thing and a good happenstance sometimes. All right, let's take a peek. Geraldine, good morning. It's so nice to see you as well. I love, Maureen, that you have been visited by a bald eagle. The last was on my way back from Maryland to Jersey. And I do believe there are some, speaking of freedom, very much in sync. Yeah, Terry, and Maureen, I'm coming back to you for a minute. Speaking of Greg, I too said something at the beginning of the show. He's very much on my mind as well. From this whole month will be his celebration, of course. And so thank you for that. And I did mention you. And, you know, if you all remember, it was always like these crazy comments. And Greg always chiming in with, you know, that's a great name for a band. So maybe whatever kooky band names we can think of coming up in the fall, you know, the coming weeks to really celebrate him and give him the birthday month, as I always have, and drove him crazy. I love that you, you're here and mentioned it as well. We're in sync. All right, Maureen, let's take a look back at you now. If I don't get to your messages today, please know I will soon over the coming hours we spend together here. Maureen, this is crazy, but I'm smelling pineapple and I have no idea why. But I am. I feel really good about you as well. I do believe you're going to get off on a little bit of a mission of self. And speaking of freedom, I did pull the Fool card, which is also a new journey. And a really a letting go kind of energy. Finances look great in the home. You will get some good news in that way. I absolutely love that. And I feel really, really good about that as well, okay? Yeah, nobody's getting in your way right now. Definitely not. Any kind of... I see a lot of openings around you for freedom this year, also personal freedom, but stability as well through your, you know, Terry, your husband. I see really good news coming around financial gain. So that looks wonderful, especially in the late spring, it stands out. So even if something great happens between now and then, it even gets better. Okay. I love that. All right, who am I missing? Hold on now. I feel, yeah, forgiveness does seem to be a forever process, Lois. You're so accurate about that. I always feel like there was a little bit of, I always get the big shock, you know, and there isn't really, I mean, I feel super blessed for this, but I had a couple of big shocks in the last 6 months of this topic and people coming back and apologizing for things I never expected they would. And it's a tremendous blessing, but it's also a process. And it's a contemplation, I guess, of sorts. of reviewing a lot of past, experiences, and you have to be careful, of course, not, we don't want to get stuck in that, in those past thoughts. But it does help propel us forward. So it's a topic for sure. Multi-layered topic. And at the end of the day, what harm can forgiveness do as long as you have a healthy boundary with it? I guess that's the key. Laura, where did you go? And Quelly, you're going to be next. When you return again, we will look at you next. I always like to wait for after the birthday. I think many of you know that by now, but I'm going to wait for your celebration, and then we're going to take a look for the new year. It's so strange. I have like this really, it's probably very, one of my quirks, I guess, is like right before the birthday. Okay, can we look at the year ahead? Yeah, but it's kind of fun when we're in that cycle or that space, I feel. I always like to look ahead, but then I feel like I'm going to miss something. I don't know if I'm superstitious about it or what, but I think you're looking pretty good ahead. So we're going to take a good look next time you come to the show, okay? I feel called to wait for a few more days, and we will. And Laura, where are you? I want to come in and say hello. Guys, we're finally going to be out of January, the longest month of the year. All right, hold on now. Laura asked, I think I missed your birthday mid-month, although I did say happy. I mean, I missed it on the show. So let's take a look. There's a lot of personal joy coming up ahead for you this year. And I think there hasn't, I'm not, I know there is in increments and moments and stuff like that, but not like this. There's an emotional healing going on or has been going on within you that does make you more emotional, both positive and negative in the year ahead, meaning it's going to be, you're going to have some really good highs. And I don't feel bad lows any, you had some difficulty in the previous few years, and now you're going to have some good highs. That's how I feel about it. And there's some celebration. They're also saying to attend events or attend things that you may not have once attended. There's a lot of openings for that. There's a celebratory energy between you and your partner. And I love that as well. There is a maybe even a family celebration or wedding or engagement or something like this ahead that maybe you guys weren't going to go to, but now I think you should. And these are some of the messages coming through, okay? Lots of emotional happiness. That's what I'm predicting. And I love that also. For those of you who were not here earlier in the show, I did pull the Chariot for the week. And I do feel that we should share. I almost feel like we've pulled it recently before, so it must want to show itself to us. And just remember, it is a reminder to also go with the flow and let God in a way that to allow the universe to bring it to us, And I definitely, hello, Renee. It's nice to see you too. And I definitely feel like it's successful, especially around our health and our health care and things like that. And I'm really looking forward to, seeing a lot of improvement with all of you in that way. Okay, so Geraldine, that goes for you as well. I feel that the Chariot is a very helpful energy, allowing things to come at you in an easier fashion so you don't have to work so hard for things. It's like kind of getting in. I know many of you go tubing and wild water rafting and all this other stuff. It's nothing like that. It's like being able to be in a canoe and just kind of chilling. And that's what we love down the river, you know, nice and smooth waters ahead. Okay. Let's try to stay with that for now, guys. I just want to say thank you so much for being here. I am excited to come back over at One to Listen at 9:30 this morning at Pacific time, that is. And I'll see you guys for readings later today. I am grateful that you're all here each and every week on 1-2 Radio and on the Intuition Hour. Everybody, C.A. Brooks is coming up next on Everyday Astrology. I'm so excited that you all get to listen, so do tune in and to the rest of our amazing Tuesday lineup here. And Jay Varvel, thanks for being our producer. Have a great week, everyone. See you soon. Bye-bye now.